Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily community meditation, where today we're talking about ask, seek, and knock. Jesus tells us, ask and you'll receive, seek and you will find, knock and the doors will be open. We're going to be taking communion over this today, asking for God's help, just giving us wisdom and understanding of how to do this, because I think we've been building on some lessons here over the last probably week to 2 weeks. We've been talking about how God has abundant, sufficient supply for every demand that's coming our way. And he's got these beautiful solutions for our lives. He's got these good gifts that he has waiting for us. And we've been talking about, he keeps them stored up in heaven, waiting for the perfect time to be revealed in our life. And yes, there's going to be things that he's got stored up in heaven, I believe, for the age to come. But he's also got some things, I believe, stored up there for this life and this life that we're walking out right now as well. So, and I believe this is one of the keys. How do we get access to these things that God is storing up for us in heaven? I think we ask, we seek, and we knock. We seek after him for these good gifts, these beautiful solutions that he has in our lives. We're going to take communion over this, just asking for God's help with this. But why are we taking communion every day? About 10 years ago, I pretty much had no spiritual life whatsoever. I was just doing life on my own without God. Wasn't really interested in spiritual things. My life was way out of balance. And at the time, I was running my personal training gym business, and life just wasn't going the way I wanted it to go. My business was very up and down, losing money some months, and just stressed out and got all this pressure and weight of it on me. And I remember going for a walk with my wife around the neighborhood one night and just saying over and over, there's got to be a better way to live. There's got to be more to life than this. And then shortly after that, I came across a challenge to start reading one chapter from the book of Proverbs every day. Proverbs has 31 chapters. So on the first day of the month, you read Proverbs chapter 1. Second day of the month, you read Proverbs chapter 2. And then you keep going like that until the end of the month. And then you start back over again. And the challenge is that if you'll do this consistently, it'll change your life. And that was the case for me. I got started with it. And immediately I began to notice that my way of thinking and God's way of thinking were definitely not in alignment in any way, shape, or form. And after doing this for a little while, I came across this verse, Proverbs 13, 22. It just seemed to jump off the page at me one morning. It says, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And that verse got me thinking, what's the most valuable thing that we could pass on to future generations? And after some time of thinking about it and meditating on it, I came to the conclusion that the most powerful thing, the most valuable thing would be wisdom or teaching or training for how to truly live. And so I made a commitment that day. I want to create manuals. I want to create lessons and systems and teaching and training for all the different areas of life, for areas like purpose and health and family, finance, order, time, community. You see them all in the picture here. But really, when I got started, I had no clue where to start. So I began to do this. I began to seek after God. I began to ask him. I began to seek him. I began to persevere in this, knocking on the doors. He began to supply. He began to teach me. He began to train me. My relationship with him just began to grow exponentially throughout the process. And over the course of about 10 years now, it's turned into this whole program that we have called the Abundant Life Blueprint, with books and courses and partners. And out of everything we do in the Abundant Life Blueprint, the most important thing is daily communion. Daily communion is what I call the number one table turner for all of life. Has the ability to turn our lives around and change the trajectory of our lives going forward. Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. It's this opportunity to stir his sacrifice into our mind and remembrance, making it active and relevant in our lives today. Helps us to abide in him so that our lives produce much fruit. The Apostle Paul says, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until we prove the death. So in a way, communion is like an activation of all these benefits that are found in the new covenant. And personally speaking, I found that communion is this opportunity to take these promises that God has made us and to serve as a marker in time to say, you know what, that was the date that I received that promise from God. And I believed, I received, and I'm believing I'm experiencing his help walking in that from this point on in my life. But it's also important we take it the right way. Every time we take communion, to take it with the fear of the Lord, with deep awe and honor and reverence and appreciation for the sacrifice of Jesus. And I think it's important we remember both sides of the cross. On one side, God didn't have to send Jesus. He could have left us on our own, doing life together, eternally separated from him. But he chose the way of love. He chose to send his one and only son. And Jesus was willing to come. He was willing to humble himself. He was obedient even unto death on the cross. He's rejected by his own people. He's betrayed by his own disciple. He's got all the pressure on him in the garden as he's going to the lead up of the cross. He's whipped and beat and spit on and mocked and ridiculed. He's nailed to the cross. And the worst part of all, I believe, he's separated from God. He felt what it was like to have the wrath of God poured onto his body. Full strength. He was destroyed. But on the other side, he's raised back to life. And he's victorious over death. And that same victorious power now lives on the inside of us. He connects us back to God. Gives us this eternal relationship with God, this personal relationship, this new covenant with him. He makes us righteous and holy and perfect in God's sight. We can approach him with freedom and confidence, all through his one sacrifice. I think it's important we remember both sides of that. So the process we typically use, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves. Because the Apostle Paul says some people are weak and sick and they die early because they don't examine or judge themselves before taking communion. And if communion has the power to do that in the negative, I believe it has the power to do the opposite of that in the positive. If we'll take it the right way, to make us healthy and strong and give us long life. And then after our time of communion, we've been talking about some practical physical workout tips and advice. Because I truly believe physical exercise is meant to teach us how to exercise our faith, to receive this grace by faith and to experience God doing the work through us. And then once we understand how to do that, we can take those same principles and apply them into other areas of our life. So let's get started with our prayer. And then we'll get into our time of communion after that. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, all of our church and governmental leaders. I thank you for releasing us from darkness and transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time ever began. I thank you that Jesus was smitten for us so that you could fight for us. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us, and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities to do good and be a blessing today. And help us be sensitive to those opportunities. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is our time to examine ourselves. Are we making today a masterpiece? How are we going to do that? We're going to get connected to the master. We have to have this eternal perspective with God, but our relationship with him, it's got to be brought down into today to impact all the things that we do today. And remember, masters of anything are masters of the fundamentals. That's where we talk about executing these four fundamentals and bringing some presence and some energy and some fun into these fundamentals today. So our first one, let's get positioned in the light today. This is like the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or we're in the darkness. There's no in-between. And every day we got to keep repositioning ourselves back into the light. How are we going to do it? We're going to start with humility. Jesus says, you want to be great in the kingdom of heaven, you got to humble yourself like this little child. Simple, humble, childlike faith. Humbling ourselves in relationship to God, humbling ourselves in relationship to other people. Because it's the humble who are given grace, it's the humble who are exalted and promoted. And we're going to receive this forgiveness from God. We're going to forgive ourselves in the middle. We're going to let that flow through us, giving other people the same grace and forgiveness that God has given us. And we're going to take our position in love today, kind and patient and gentle, always assuming the best, keeping no record of wrongs, delighting in the truth, always hoping, always trusting, always persevering because love never fails. And we're going to take our position in gratitude and praise today, one of the greatest expressions of faith. And it's one of the easiest ways to keep our positioning all day long. Is just to simply stay positioned in gratitude and praise. And getting in position is a big deal. Because when we step into position, we're stepping into Christ. And God has taken everything that he has and he put it all in Christ for us. And we get this amazing opportunity that we get to be in him today. He's got this abundant supply of everything he has. And we have to learn how to receive it, to get it flowing through us out into the world where we see the fruit or the benefit of it in our lives. So what's in there? His spirit and power and presence, his love and peace and joy, his mind and wisdom, his health and energy, his time and finances, his purpose and kingdom, you name it, it's all in there. So our first step is to get in position. Our second step is to start to magnify the light. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. It's going to expand the capacity where God can flow more of all these good things through us. It's also going to get this new covenant rooted and established in our heart, where we have hearts that understand his grace and makes us more fixed and consistent and immovable when the issues and pressures of life come our way. And to magnify, it's all about what we focus on. Where's our focus and attention throughout the day? I think of it as meditation. And when I think of meditation, I think of constant repetition. What are those things that we're just rolling over and over and over again on the inside? And you've probably had the example. We had some issue or problem, and the more you thought about it, the more you magnified that problem. It seemed like the problem grew bigger and bigger. Well, the same thing works in the opposite direction. We start to magnify the light. We start to magnify those things of God. So how are we going to do it? We're going to magnify God's word. His unfailing love and faithfulness. His mighty works that nothing's impossible with him. We're going to magnify our righteousness in Christ. We've got peace with God. We've got his blessing and favor on our lives. We're going to magnify every good thing that he put within us. We've got this treasure in jars of clay. And just stay focused on all the things that are going well. And looking back at all that God has already done in our life. Because what he started, he's going to finish. He's going to see it through to completion. He's going to sustain it by the power of his word. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's simply choosing not to magnify them. Instead, we're going to stop toiling away in our mind trying to figure out those problems. We're going to let them go. We're going to give them to God. And we're going to trust that he's got these beautiful solutions for our life. We're going to rest and we're going to trust. He's got something stored up in heaven that's just the perfect solution for the problem that we're facing today. But he does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could just insist on doing things our own way. Stay stuck in pride and rebellion, bitterness, unforgiveness, venting and complaining, pouting, trying to figure it all out ourselves and just staying stuck, focused on the problems, the ways people have wronged us, all those types of things. And that's where we're going to recognize the symptoms. Because when we're out of position or we're magnifying the wrong things, it's going to produce some symptoms in our life. You might find yourself retaliating or snapping, withholding things from people that you know to do. Because they did something that you didn't like. You might avoid people or give them the silent treatment. You might just feel down, just overwhelmed or down, all this weight and pressure sitting on you, this heaviness on the inside. You might have feelings of hopelessness or helplessness or powerlessness, like you're trapped or you're stuck. And you might say things like, you know what? It's just never going to get better. This is just going to be the way it is forever. No hope for the situation. Low energy is another big symptom of this. I think of it like a black hole that just sucks the energy right out of you. And then emotionally, there's a fear and stress and worry, dread of the future, We're envisioning all these worst case scenarios. We're toiling away in our mind, trying to figure it all out. But when we take our position in the light, there's this rest in our soul. There's this fullness and completeness in Him. And when we rest, God goes to work. And now everything is free and easy and effortless. You feel your energy levels rise up. You feel His peace and His joy and His love and His spirit and the power, His mind and wisdom, His time, His finances. It all just begins to flow. He begins to bring these beautiful solutions, these good gifts into our life. It just truly set us free. And if all this weren't enough, God gives us this amazing gift of grace. If we ever get off track, it just takes a moment to turn it right back around. Every day, life's throwing stuff at us to try to pull us out of position, to try to get us to magnify the wrong things. And sometimes we miss it. But when that happens, it's learning to recognize those symptoms quickly and turn it back around. How do we do it? We start with humility. Father, forgive me. I've missed it. We receive that forgiveness from Him. We forgive ourselves in the middle. We let that flow through us. If we need to reconcile with anybody else, say we're sorry, whatever it may be, we take those steps. Then we just start praising and thanking Him for His grace and His goodness and His love. And I like to pray this very simple prayer. Father, thank you that what you put within me is more than enough to handle whatever's coming my way today in a beautiful, graceful way. Help me to tap into it and cultivate and see it flowing in my life at a greater level. And immediately you'll feel that shift on the inside happen. It's going to change the way you respond to situations coming at you in life. And then our third fundamental, we got to stay tuned in today. Every day God's trying to teach us and train us, but we got to stay tuned into Him. My favorite way to do this is with a journal before bed. And lately we've been talking about installing some what we call filters at the top of the journal. These filters are just short phrases, maybe a sentence that we keep writing at the top of the journal every night to keep reinforcing these new standards in our life. These filters are simply reminders of making a commitment to doing things God's way, making a commitment to implementing God's standards into our life. So you might write something like this: God is working continually for my good, and I'm going to do continually good for others. And then when you're tempted to get stressed or worried throughout the day, you got this reminder. Wait a minute, God's working for my good. I can't see Him doing it, but He's working this for my good. When someone does something to push your buttons or gets under your skin a little bit, maybe wrongs you in some way, and you're tempted to retaliate or withhold something from them or give them the silent treatment or avoid them, you got this reminder. Wait a minute, I'm going to do continually good for others, just like God's doing for me. And then I like to start my journal with gratitude and praise to get in position, and then to magnify what went well today. What are all the ways I saw God showing up today? Because the more we look for them, the more of them we're going to see. And then I like to ask this question: God, what are you trying to show me today? And just get still and listen and reflect back over the day. And whatever comes into my mind, just begin to write those things down, because it's important to get it out of our heads and onto the paper, because it helps us to remember and not forget. And then we got to stay tuned into Him throughout the day, because He's trying to navigate us throughout the day. If you ever feel like you're losing that connection with Him, just take 1 to 2 minutes. Just slow down, take a couple of deep breaths, get connected to Him, get aware of His presence with you. Think of it like plugging in a phone. You're getting recharged or powered back up in Him. And then the final thing I've learned to do in my journal is to plan the upcoming day with God. And I've learned to stick with, what do I know to do today? Because sometimes I was getting out ahead of God. I'm toiling away in my mind, trying to figure things out, trying to force things to happen ahead of schedule. And I'm getting out ahead of Him, taking action on things that I really don't quite know what to do just yet. On the other side, sometimes I was procrastinating on things that I knew to do. And I get behind God. And so I've learned to stick with, what do I know to do today? What do I know to do today? That becomes the plan for the day. And then we wake up like a kid on Christmas morning, excited for the day. And we remember this very important principle, that the first thing out of our mouth every morning sets the tone for the whole day. And as I began to learn this, I began to seek God. What's the best thing for us to say? And I felt like God was taking me back to the very beginning of the Bible, to Genesis chapter 1, and saying, what's the very first thing you see me speak in the Bible? which is let there be light. And so I've starting my days like this. First thing in the morning, right when I get up, the first thing out of my mouth, let there be light. And then I like to add, this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. And it's such a simple little thing. You wouldn't think it would do that much, but it's amazing how it just sets the tone for the whole day. It brings this just different energy into the day. Then we're going to get connected with him. We're going to start walking out that plan together with him today with a willing heart and a good attitude and full confidence in him. Just that simple childlike faith that he's with us every step of the way. And when we get to that place of confident faith, with all that doubt and unbelief removed, his grace just begins to surge through us. He begins to go to work. He begins to beautify our lives. And beauty is attractive and magnetic and just begins to pull more and more of everything that God has for us into our lives. And I think he's got these beautiful solutions, as we'll talk about today, that he's got stored up in heaven. It's the perfect solution that he brings at just the perfect time. But I do believe there is a process to seeing this supply, to seeing these beautiful solutions showing up in our life. And I think part of this verse today we're going to look at is part of the key. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, we'll give him a stone. Or if he asks for a fish, we'll give him a snake. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Now, some versions, I believe it's in Luke chapter 11, it kind of repeats the same verse. It says, how much more will your heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit, the best gift of all? So in everything you do, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. And so, Heavenly Father, we're asking for your help today. We're asking for wisdom and insight and understanding of, and knowledge of just this verse here today. Just understanding it, knowing how to apply this and to walk in this consistently in our lives. And Father, we're just asking, you've got these good gifts stored up for us, I believe. In James, it says, every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights from above. You've got these good gifts for us. We're asking for them today. We're asking for your help to teach us how to ask, how to seek, how to knock for these good gifts. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Just take a moment to remember. You can visualize it in your own mind if you want to for a second here. Just all that he went through on the cross. And let's remember on the other side. He's raised back to life. And that same victorious power now lives on the inside of us. He makes us right and holy and perfect in God's sight. Connects us back to God. All through his one sacrifice. So Father, we thank you for this bread. And ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. Then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. The Bible tells us that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. He releases us from darkness. He transfers us into the light. Can have this personal relationship with God, be connected back to him. And I believe as we experience this, God fulfilling on these promises, as he begins to teach us and train us in these things of asking, seeking, knocking, and he begins to show up with these good gifts in our life that he has stored up for us. I believe it's just going to help us to know him better, to know his heart and his goodness and his love, that much more. So, Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take a juice. All right. Workout stuff here. So sometimes people have busy schedules. Sometimes it's hard to get the whole, to have time to do the whole workout that you need to do in one day. It might even only be a 20-minute workout, but sometimes you don't have 20 straight minutes to do. One of the things that I would always tell clients to do is if you have a hard time getting your workout in, try this. Try breaking it up throughout the day instead. Do a little piece of it in the morning, do a little piece of it later, do another piece of it. You got to break it up into 3, 4, 5, 6 pieces. That's okay. Break it up throughout the day. And if you don't have access to any equipment, just start to do multiple sets of body weight exercises like squats or push-ups or sit-ups or pull-ups. Just break those up throughout the day and just accumulate some work throughout the day. Our bodies need to move regularly. God built our human bodies with such amazing capacity for work. They need to move and be active on a regular basis. So if you find yourself pressed on time, break it up throughout the day. Get little spurts of exercise built in throughout the day. And oftentimes, I actually think it even works better in many cases to do it this way, because you're getting these repeated bouts throughout the day. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.